So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed several opinions regarding Hamakev es Chaver Mishalish Rechaisav, Imamad Vagadar Eser Avias. If someone's field surrounded another person's field from all four sides, and he erects walls between their fields from all four sides, to what extent must the inner owner share in the expenses? Either Hakol Afi Mashagadar, the inner owner must pay for the cost of the actual walls, and if the walls were built with expensive stones, he must pay the higher price. Or Lafi Kanim Bezoil, the inner owner pays only the lower price of an inexpensive wall of reeds, but he does not pay the higher price of a stone wall. Or Aganitirusa, the inner owner pays only for the price of a watchman, but he does not need to pay even the minimum price of a wall. The Gemara proceeds with an incident of Runya Akfei Ravina Ma'aber Rechaisav. Ravina's field surrounded Runya's field from all four sides. Ravina erected walls from all four sides and demanded that Runya pay him at least for Aganitirusa. Loyovle, Runya refused to pay anything until Rava ruled Zil Faisi B'maydi Ifayis. Either you pay Ravina the minimal price of Agav Nitirusa that he asked for, or the Nina Lach Dina Karavhuna Alibad Rabbi Yasi. I will compel you to pay the full price of Lafima Shakadar because the final ruling is like Rabbi Yasi. The Gemara proceeds with another incident, Runya Zavan Ara Mitzra de Ravina. Runya bought a field that bordered Ravina's field. Sav Ravina Lisluke Bisham Dina de Bametra. Ravina wanted to have the sale rescinded because as a neighbor, he has the first rights to the field. However, if Safra told Ravina not to so, because Amri Inshi Arba Litzala Arba Litzalala. As Rashi explains, Runya Anihu Vitzarachasad Lefarnasa. Runya was poor and needed the field to support himself. Therefore, Ravina's obligation to help a poor person overrides his rights of Bametra, since both matters are alluded to in the Pasuk Vasisa Yashavatais. Zakta Mishnah. If a wall separating 2 yards collapsed, both owners are obligated to rebuild it to the height of 4 amas. As Rashi explains, a height of 4 amas is sufficient to prevent one from looking into the other's yard. Therefore, as Rashi explains, if after the wall was built, one owner claims that he paid for the whole wall and demands that the second owner reimburse him for half the cost, while the second owner claims that he already paid for half the cost, the Mishnah rules, Becheske Shenosin Achayavi Rai Shleinosin. We assume that the second owner paid for the initial height of 4 amas, unless the first owner proves otherwise, because Kivin the Chayvel of Lesayai Umishbidzel Lakal Goloi, Lahayabaina Mishalai Elahayat Tzaykala Bebezin. Since this halacha is clear to all that one must pay for the height of 4 amas, the second owner pays even if Bezin does not compel him to do so, and the first owner would not have built the wall on his own, but would go to Bezin to compel the second owner to pay his share. The Mishnah continues, however, Medalat Amas Ulamalan Ein Mechai V'Naisai. If the first owner built a wall higher than 4 amas, the second owner pays only for the cost of 4 amas, but not for the extra height. However, samach lekoisel acher, ava pishle nosna laves atikra, magagan laves akoil. If the second owner built an adjacent wall equal to the height of the first wall, even if he did not yet place beams over both walls, he's obligated to pay the first owner for the extra height, because as Rashi explains, the gully daita denichele bahagbod haich. It is apparent that the second owner wants to benefit from the extra high wall to support his roof. In this case, v'cheskes shaloi nosna atshayavi rai shenosna. We assume that the second owner did not pay for the extra height, unless he proves otherwise, because she'ein mishpatzeh galu lakoil. V'ad she'chavu bezdin eina asalitin. Since this halacha that one must pay for the extra height is not clear to all, the second owner would not pay unless bezdin compelled him to do so. The Gemara cites a machlokes regarding hakeveya zman l'chaveira yiva'amali peraticha b'teich zmani. If a person loans someone money for a set time, and the loan claims that he paid up before the due date, Rish Lakish says, "Ein enemen." The loan is not believed because v'levai sheyifre bizmanli v'le aver inish the par begeizimli. People sometimes postpone payment even after the due date, and they certainly did not pay before the due date. Abay v'rava say, "Ein enemen." The loan is believed because aver inish the par begeizimli zimnin the misram leizuzi ama ezle fari kihecha dolele tarden. Sometimes money becomes available, and the laver would pay even before the due date to avoid the malva coming after him for the money. The Gemara proceeds to explain the Mishnah's Reisha and Seif according to this machlokes. In the Reisha, the Mishnah said, "Becheske shenasen, at sheyavi rai shloi nasen." We assume that he paid for the wall up to 4 amas, unless proven otherwise. This cannot be a case of the Amale Praticha Bismani, that the second owner claims he paid after the wall was built and the money was due, because Pshita Bechaske Shanasan. Then he certainly believed, like any Kaifer HaKol, one who denies the entire claim. Therefore, this must be a case of the Amale Praticha Beteichs Mani. The second owner claims he paid before the wall was built, and the money was not yet due, and even so, he is Neman. This seems to support a Baiver Rav, and that Ovid Inish the Pyre Beteichs Mani. The Gemara answers, Shani Hocha Dechol Shafa Veshafa Zimnehu. In this case, it's assumed that he did pay, because as each row of the wall was built, the corresponding money is immediately due. However, in the case of a milva, one does not pay before the money is due. In the Sefer, the Mishnah said, "Becheske shaloi nasan ad sheyovei raya shenasan." We assume that he did not pay for the extra height, unless proven otherwise. This case cannot be a case of the amalei praticha bismani, I paid you when it was due, because amai loy, why not? He ought to be neman as any kofra kol. Therefore, this must be a case of the amalei praticha b'teichs mani, I paid you before it was due. And Einoi Neman, this seems to support Rish Lakish in that Loi Ovid Inish the Par B'Gai Zimnei. The Gemara answers, Shani Hacha, the Amar Mi Yemer de Mechayvali Rabbanan. In this case, it's assumed that he did not pay, because where it is not clear that he owes the money, he does not pay even after the money is due, unless he was obligated to do so. However, in the case of a Milva, where it is clear that he owes the money, he does pay even before the money was due. The Gemara concludes, V'Elchasa K'Rish Lakish V'Afila Miyasmi. The final ruling is like Rish Lakish, that Loi Ovid Inish the Par B'Gai Zimnei, and in the case where the Leva died, the Malva can confiscate the money from the heirs even without making a Shavua. Although in general, Haboli Par Menechzi Yisayim Li Par El B'Shavua, the Chum initiated that one who collects from the Yershin's assets must make a Shavua, that is only where the Leva died after the due date, and we're concerned that he might have paid the loan and his heirs are not aware of it. However, where the Levit died before the due date, we're not concerned that he might have paid the loan because Chazaka, Le'ovit Inish, the Par B'Gai Zimnei.